The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What's up, guys?
Oh, snap, man. Oh. Cam is just the ultimate in treachery, man. That was super sneaky. We was here minding our own business. Texting people back.
Yeah, I was about to send an email.
Dirty bastard. I'm still looking at the clock. Nothing is safe, man.
How long has it been on? 2 minutes?
Nah.
Oh, 20 seconds.
2 minutes.
I was like, goodness gracious. What?
Yeah, we back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Daddy issues. We out here, you know. We got Kendrick in the building. You know what I'm saying? I want Kendrick to fill in for Keon one day. I want to hear him for a full hour. Hear what he got to say about Pops, you know, because Pops always give us the one-sided story. We get the full scoop from my man.
Where you going, bro?
Yeah, he's just looking around, you know what I'm saying? Peeping the scene, you know what I mean? Yeah. We back, man. Almost Christmas time. Thanksgiving is a done deal.
Dunzo.
Yo, your Thanksgiving looked like a lot of fun, man.
It was so fun. It was like a weekend. A
lot of family and togetherness.
Because we did Thursday Thanksgiving, then Friday everybody was just chilling, then Saturday is my cousin's baby shower.
Oh,
so we just did a whole
just family
weekend thing.
Oh, that's great.
So, you know, had the Thanksgiving food for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But then had the taco man come on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's good.
Time. Dance party.
Oh, all yeah.
All kind of stuff. Yeah, man.
Good times, huh?
Should've togetherness. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was on the road alone.
He was with Keenan.
Yeah.
Two Baker losers.
Familyless losers in Florida. Mm. Yeah. That's good, though, man. Good for y'all, man.
It was fun. The only thing that wasn't fun was that damn grapevine, the snow on it.
Oh, yeah, it snowed out this way.
But
man.
Californians, though, they like, we, like, okay, so they was like, I was like, why is there so much traffic? It took me like 2.5 hours to get to Bakersfield.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is there so much traffic? And I'm thinking there's an accident. There was no, it was just, once the snow started coming down, people acted like it was officially ice on the road. I'm like, this is just water.
Yeah.
Just keep driving regular.
Right.
Well, but they was just like, it's snow, we're going 30.
Uh-huh.
And everybody was going 30, 40 miles an hour. I'm
black
like, just go. It's not frozen yet. It's not, it's just cold and it's wet.
Right.
And Californians panic. They can't handle the rain.
Yeah.
We can't handle
They're
the
not
snow.
Used
we can't,
to it.
It's nothing.
I get it now because it never rains and it never snows. So they don't know what to do. Everybody else in the country be like, oh, I know what to do.
Yeah, just go.
Yeah, I get it.
And I'm sitting here frustrated because I did 4 years hard time. In Montana, so I'm like, this is not a big deal. Just come on. And I was hungry, and my mom was texting me, like, the taco man finna leave, so, you know, I'm losing it.
Oh, the pressure was on?
Yeah, I'm getting pissed. I'm like, well, put me some aside, please. Like, just come on.
I know your nose was bleeding.
They was, man, Keelan kept talking. I got to pee. I was like, hold it. He held it, though.
Pee on yourself, son. That's for the team. That's good, man.
I was like, come on.
I didn't do nothing. I didn't even eat. I barely even ate Thanksgiving. Because I flew out that morning, and then I was
what's like, new?
Yeah. And then when I landed, my flight was delayed. Then when I landed, all the vegan options was, they were either closed for the full day or just closed early. And so, and then my rental car line was long. I was just like, I went to 7-Eleven, had the banana and some cold presses. Called it the goddamn day. That was my food for Thanksgiving. I was like, if that flight wouldn't have been delayed, I might have been able to make it to something. But, man, trash. But the flight over there was smooth, man. They threw me in first class again.
Oh, all right.
Threw me in first class again, man. Man, I did the first class flight from New York to L.A.
Oh, I did one of those.
The full international first class where you can lay down. I was like, I can't go back.
Yeah.
The lay down? For 5 hours, I'm laid out. I was loving life. I was watching Pablo Escobar documentaries. Like, this is how he was living if he would have flew somewhere. I feel like he never left the country.
He probably couldn't.
He couldn't really. He just sent everybody
out. Why didn't he just tap out?
Now, why don't any of them tap out?
Why don't you just, you a billionaire.
You made millions a day. Just leave.
You a billionaire in early 90s money. Tap out.
And they be young. Like, just go. I don't understand why these drug kingpins just keep. And you know they on you. You know they watching.
Man.
You know, just tap out.
They put him in that plush prison where it was just like a house. He was in there chilling. He was just going to do his time and then be out. But he got, it was some dudes stealing from him, probably like $10 million. So he had to kill them. And then that's when he went to regular jail. I was like, man, I would have been like, all right, $10 million is nothing. I'm out.
But why don't these billionaire CEOs tap out?
I don't know what they'd be doing, though.
But
sometimes they don't do a good thing. But your personality is your personality, so you just do it. Like, Cher's still going. Cher never stopped. RuPaul's still going.
Well, no, but that's
they're not. They're not at risk of getting in any trouble.
Cher's not doing anything illegal.
Fame can be really damaging.
Man, it ain't damaging as getting raped in jail.
No, no.
Tell you that much.
Certainly not.
I mean, not that I've been raped.
Well, Cher, that's a different dynamic than drug dealing.
Yeah.
You know, you could equate it to she just loves to perform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like,
but a legal activity that you can get killed or go to jail for, just tap out.
Because that's not who they are. They got to be the alpha.
Well, that was Pablo's thing. It was the ego. Oh, you going to steal from me? You going to pay the price. Yeah. They wasn't truly in it for, let me just make some money, get my family straight. It's like Walter White on Breaking Bad.
Exactly. Yeah. He could have tapped out
out, but he was like, the ego set in. Ah, goddamn ego, man.
Yeah, just trash. Get out.
Yeah.
They're not fully in it for the tap out.
Yeah, if you really was trying to just come up, once you come up,
you
go.
Out.
Get out.
I'd have tapped out so early. I'm like, $1.5 million, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's how I gamble. Like, when I be watching people just stressed out, I done lost 20 racks in Vegas.
Man, they kept going.
I've won $90 and been like, I'm good. Yeah. I left. Just with
that one big win?
Yeah.
$290.
I was like, I'm out. It. Mm-hmm. I walked out prideful, too.
Mm-hmm. I always do $20 at the gambling. 20 in the dream. I can live with losing 20.
Yeah.
Anything more than that, man, nosebleed.
A lot of these athletes, too, they keep going until their bodies break down. And if they stop 5 years earlier, they might not have terrible injuries forever.
Yeah.
That's true. They keep it going.
I don't think that's...
I'll be wondering what the motive is. It could be love of playing.
Some
could
be love of playing. Some could be,
it's a different,
I need the money because I blew it early.
Yeah. It's a different dynamic. I'm talking about like straight up murder and illegal activities where you know... First of all, you got to be mind. You can't really spend the money like you want to because you got to hide it. You got to get it laundered. You got to do all of this. The murder involved. It's just.
The risk.
But people just playing sports and entertainment.
Yeah, that's just.
That's a little different.
What else are they going to do? What else do they know?
The drug dealers can just chill out.
But a lot of people
just
can't
sit
chill.
Down.
A lot of people do not have the capacity to
or take
chill.
That same mindset
some
and do some legit businesses. If you want to be a competitive, you know, stock trader. I don't know. This is just the risk of all that. It's just like, why? And you didn't made like, it's not like they made a little bit of money. They're making millions a day.
Yeah.
Like just what more, what do you want?
I think a lot of these stock traders and a lot of the financiers, they're doing as much damage. They have as much money, but they still don't tap out. They don't just retire and let someone else have it. They keep going.
Because there is no risk to them. So I get it.
But it's risk to the rest of the world, especially after
2008. We're not talking about that, though. We're talking about The risk to them personally is jail or death. So just tap out. Everybody else, I completely get why they keep going. It's like, why not?
Because I'm going to still do stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do. I'm gonna be the old stand-up in the chair.
If I'm rich, if I got millions, I'm going to still. Mm-hmm. It's like Jerry Seinfeld.
He's out here.
You know, he's worth $700 million. Still.
I can't.
Doing shows. I'm like, I get it, though.
Bring it to me. Bring it to me.
Because ain't nothing like. Maybe that's what it is. Ain't nothing like the thrill of the thrill. You know what I mean?
You're good.
The thrill of the goddamn thrill.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are thrill chasers for sure, which brings me back to the gambling. Like, a lot of people be like, I got it. That ain't me.
The thrill.
I don't need it.
That's why people cheat, too. The thrill.
Oh, yeah?
The thrill of the chase.
Well, you're a guy, so you'd know. Y'all talk amongst each other.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick.
Is that why they cheat? Is why men cheat? Just some, because?
For some, it's the thrill.
Yeah.
Kendrick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turn that down, bro.
The thrill of the chase.
Turn it down.
Too loud. That's why when they get the girl, they
just be like, all right. They calm down a little bit. But a lot of it is just the thrill of the hunt. You know, it's like that for some women, too. But, you know.
Yeah, I was the same way. I'm going to tap out. I finally want to tap out. I'm off the market.
Like, I'm good.
Yeah. But I understand. Still, okay. Do you think it's wrong for a woman who's married to still go out to the club with her young friends and get super dressed up? Is that the thrill of the chase, or that's something different?
Well, it could be a number of things.
It depends on what her intentions are.
It could be she wants to get hollered at and feel like, just to get that back and then go home. Like, no intentions of cheating, but I just kind of like getting hollered at all night every once in a while.
Yeah.
That could be it, or it could just be I want to hang with my girls. It could just be as simple as that. For a good time, they just might like dancing. It could be that, or, you know, and people like to dress up for whatever occasion. And if, you know, she with a guy that likes to chill and do nothing, I'm not the club type. It could be that, or it could be just pure treachery. You know, it could be a number of factors.
Yeah.
So it's not just any one thing. It just depends on the individual, I think. Yeah, but I don't automatically assume, oh, you going out with you, look at what you got on. I don't automatically equate it to, you know, treachery like that. But
I like the going out, dude, because I don't want to go.
Please go out.
The girls out, thank God.
Please go out with the girls.
You and the boys, yes, we are fine.
Please
get out.
Please go out with the girls.
It goes both ways. A guy wants to go to a club, go dancing.
Or? I don't want
to
go dancing.
I don't want to go dancing.
But do you know friends that go to the club for fun, or are they all
I don't know.
Sneaky?
I honestly don't know a single dude who goes out to go dancing.
No.
Not a single one.
They going out.
Nobody, no dudes do that.
It's girls.
I mean, if he do, he like other dudes. But no dudes that I know personally.
I just want to dance tonight. Like,
yeah,
nah.
That's never been said.
You hear dudes say, I just want to go get a drink, look at some women.
Dudes will go out for drinks, they'll go out for women. But to be like, I want to go dancing, he'll probably get punched in the face by his squad. What are you talking about, bro? Not even saying that we don't dance if we go out. But
once we're in there, we'd be
once
like,
I'm this face all day when I'm in there.
But I never had the need to be like, I want to dance tonight.
I need to dance.
Nah,
what is that? White chicks? I just gotta dance. Yeah. Like, that's never happened to me.
Nah.
Ever.
Once we get there, the turn up is
gonna happen. You know what I mean? But that's never the intention. You going to get a drink or to look at the sights.
Yeah.
But to go out. Women would just be like, let's go dance.
And really mean it.
Yeah.
You know? But dudes is different.
Hell no. And that's why I don't go to clubs anymore. I ain't trying to do all that. I'll go out for a drink. I'll go out to chill. Shoot pool. Something like that. But I'm not going out to dance.
Yeah.
But if the song hits.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? If I feel the spirit.
I've busted many a sweat. At clubs and parties, man. I'll be like, man.
Zero intention, too. I'll be like, what happened? I did that not too long ago. I was like, I'm just going to go up there and have a drink. Next thing I know, I got to wash all these clothes.
I'm telling you,
sweated
man.
Through all the
once
clothes.
Once you're in the moment, it's just whatever. I remember they shoot in Amsterdam. We on stage with this lady putting stuff in her vagina. We on stage with her. I'm like, what the hell am I doing here? But it was in the moment.
In the moment.
She put the banana in there. And I was like, nah, I ain't going to bite it off the banana. I'm going to break a piece off.
What?
But we was up there.
Why are you just selling this now?
I thought I told her. He did, though, tell
you told
this? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I must have blocked
she
it out.
She put it in there, and she was like, I was like, nah, I broke a piece off.
You ate the piece?
I didn't eat the piece, though. Okay. I held it. But, you know, went in Amsterdam. Went in Amsterdam, but, you know.
Was the whole thing in there, or was it the piece hanging? Did she ever touch the piece?
No, she pulled the banana out. She was just like, and then she put it, like, right there. She barely put it in there, and then there was a lot left. You know, and so it was the three of us on stage.
If I liked bananas, one of us took the bite, though. If I liked bananas, I would have took the bite. I just hate bananas.
Yeah.
But if I, like, if she had a taco,
yeah, because
no pun intended.
The part she wanted us to bite, it was never inside of her.
Oh, yeah, I'm eating it.
So it was sanitary, but I was still just like, I'm going to just break a piece off.
She's a professional.
Yeah, she does this. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
like, that would have been a chicken skewer? I would have been like,
it was a good time. You know, I ain't no punk. In the
but
moment,
I'm not, he wasn't going out to see bananas and vaginas.
Nah, I was like, I want to eat the banana out of the vagina. That's my plan. I just wanted to see something crazy. But yeah.
That's what happened.
But in the moment, you know what I mean? So, just depends. But speaking of just, you know, wildness and human behavior, we on astrology today?
Mm-hmm.
People love astrology, man. You can always get a rise out of people with it. I think women love astrology more than men as a whole.
That's funny, because in the past 2 days, this guy on the computer and another male has told me about the same astrology app that they check on every day.
Oh, every day?
Yeah. I would have never thought of you, Cam, as an astrology person.
Yeah.
You be having nice shoes on.
For entertainment.
For entertainment.
Yeah. I used to be into it, too, but I just noticed that whenever you bring up signs to women, they usually respond to it right away. And I see that more so with women than men. Even comedy shows, when you bring up, you know, signs and stuff like that, they react fast, loud, and they're like, yes, yeah, so even blame behavior on it.
That's what I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. I don't care. I did a video on it already. I think women like astrology because they need something to blame. Because self-accountability ain't y'all strong suit.
Me?
No, y'all as women. I'm speaking in generalities.
I can't argue with what he's saying.
Not everybody, obviously.
Of course not all. There's never been a blanket statement. But for the most part.
But for the most part, it's like if I could blame something else, I'm doing it.
Both genders do that.
That's facts.
Both genders don't want to take full responsibility for how they act and put themselves in the better light and put others
that's true.
In the
I ain't never heard that's a true. Dude use Mercury grade as an excuse.
They don't use astrology, Mercury, but they use something else.
And retrograde is an excuse for his act.
They use something, but dudes do be putting the blame off too.
They'll be like, I didn't eat lunch, I was hangry, or something like that, or this dude was getting in my face. So they'll use they'll use emotions.
Yeah.
No. People in the comment section are going to have something to say about that.
Oh, I don't care. They always are.
But that's what we want.
That's what I'm here for.
We want food fights.
I think after, what has this been, a year and...
Change,
They know what's coming out of my mouth. Like, at this point, they're here for it now. At this point, they're like, what is he going to say to piss everybody off? And that ain't even my intention. It's just how I feel about stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
That's why we like Keon. That's why. It keeps things interesting.
Right.
Now, I got these books off Thrift's Books. I didn't pay full price for these books.
Okay. These some thick-ass books.
They're so big.
This is thick books.
There's two astrology books I got here. One is the birthday. The individual birthday has everybody's birthday. It has two pages on, is it accurate?
Mm-hmm.
The other one is a relationship book, which will see if you're compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't see the relationship one.
Oh,
it's the pink one.
I got rid of the relationship one before because it told me that me and my current person were not compatible.
Oh, so you got mad?
So I was like, this is nonsense. Because it told me that me and my exes were good for marriage. I'm like, maybe back in the day, marriage is an arranged marriage. You can't leave.
Yeah.
But not like now marriage.
Right.
So that's why I was like.
They was completely off?
I mean, back in the day, you were roommates. You liked each other for 5 years, then you were roommates for 60 years.
Like, pretty much. Some people.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't get divorced.
You're talking about back in the day.
Back in the day before they had no-fault divorce. Like,
right.
You just were stuck with that person forever. Especially, and also, like, when you talk about back in the day, when women died in childbirth, like, maybe I'd be stuck with a person for 5 years, and I would die. And I'm like, that's a happy marriage because I'm only around for 5 years.
When they was dying young, I could see why people was having great marriages. When they was dying early.
Cause
you still in the honeymoon phase the whole time, yeah. And
then you died. She died in that honeymoon phase.
Yeah,
I never got over her.
I get it.
You didn't get a chance to get tired of her.
Yeah.
Basically, damn, that's cold.
But yeah, now they said that we're supposed to be best friends, but not date. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I thought that's
for your current.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like that doesn't make any sense to me.
No,
y'all seem to have a good friendship.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah,
we just joke around.
Like when I watch y'all, it looks like a great friendship is there, and I think those are the ones that last the longest when you got the friendship. So in a sense, like you know, those relationships where they're not friends, it's not gonna last.
No.
Or even if they stay in it, they hate each other.
What do you talk about?
But how often do you truly hate your friend unless they betrayed you? Because that's your friend, you know. You're already compatible with your friend. That's why y'all are friends.
Yeah.
And then you just go all through like, this man, we've been friends since kindergarten. You know what I mean? So when you got a true friendship in a relationship, yeah, that's a good look.
Yeah. Well, you all both read your horoscope for the day. How do you think it was?
Mine was trash. Because I read my birthday thing. I share a birthday with Larry Bird. I didn't know that. So just two legends out here, you know. Anyways. mine was completely off.
Really?
Completely off. It opened up wrong. The first words it said, during most of their lives, they have a difficult time fitting in. I was like, that's just out the gate, just wrong. Mm-hmm. And then it went into, what was I saying? I skipped over it. Yeah, oh yeah, it said they're extremely sensitive. That's false.
You are sensitive, though.
To what?
People getting on your nerves, annoyances. That's a sensitivity. True. I keep telling you this. You getting annoyed with people hella fast is a sensitivity. So you are definitely 100% sensitive. It's not like, you know.
You know good and damn well what sensitive means.
Well, it depends.
And that is completely false.
But that's a sensitivity for sure.
Yeah, that's a version of it. But no one uses it. Like 99.9% of people say sensitive. We all know what they're
talking
about.
But what they saying?
Probably with the 99.
No,
who knows? Because this whole thing's been off.
If you have sensitive skin, it means you're easily irritated. That's what sensitive skin means.
Right.
I definitely have. No, I do have sensitive skin. I got eczema.
Wow. That's so accurate.
I mean, it's not that far off.
It says nervous and withdrawn.
No.
No.
Not nervous. No. I have
not
never
nervous
seen that.
Or withdrawn.
You know, it said, puts a lot of, what did it say? It was just saying all kind of, I was just like, this ain't me at all. It did say dreamer. But then before that, it said, has a hard time figuring out what they want to do. No, my entire life it was sports or entertainment like that. I knew that
right out the
gate. And then it said because you're naturally good at stuff. Facts.
That's what's said in here.
Yeah, that you people think that people are expecting a lot from you, so you put like so much pressure on yourself. But I'm like, no, I don't really care.
No pressure.
No, I'm just like I just. But the reason I don't have the pressure because I'm like I'm just good at this.
Yeah.
I feel like it was weird. Like I guess they were saying like because people expect you to be good, you want to live up to the hype or whatever. But I'm like, no, I don't care.
Have you felt high expectations from people?
Like growing up, just you know. But you're the oldest sibling, you know, stuff like that. You know, people expect you to do stuff, and if you're sports related, whatever. But I don't. It's never bothered me.
But did the family put that pressure on you?
Like, it wasn't pressure. They were just like other than set
it
the
was
example.
Just support.
Yeah, other than set the example, you know what I mean? Like, you know, your brothers are watching, your cousins. I'm the oldest grandkid too. Mm-hmm. Like, other than that though, it's like they wasn't like, you gotta.
Right.
You the only way out. You know, like it wasn't like that. They were just like, hey man, don't be an idiot.
Right.
They watching.
Okay.
You know,
a healthy family environment.
Yeah. Not a big deal like that.
Yeah.
Tony, was yours accurate?
All right, let me see what the hell is going on.
Let me read this relationship one. Let me see if.
Yeah, I was confused. I didn't really get a chance to check that out. I was like, wait, what's going on here? All right, here we go. Let's see.
Why the mics are extra loud today. I hear the tapes.
Mine feel normal.
I can hear this.
Yeah, I can hear when I type in.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Oh, so they just, you got to, wait, how do you find your date? And
oh, you got to go, there's a chart in the front.
Oh,
I got to do math.
All right, well, you doing that. So it says about me, the strengths are dedicated, responsible, intense. Weaknesses, overstressed, abrasive. I've been called abrasive and condemning.
And overstressed.
I mean, this is pretty.
Tony's is dead on.
This is pretty accurate right here. I can't even stunt.
Dedicated, responsible, intense. Yes.
May 17th has a fundamental approach of life and desire to get down to basics. Those born on this day are inevitably involved in making simple, though often quite profound, statements. I'm very simple. But they are artistic, economic, or political. Their refusal to deal in any unnecessary complexities or compromise their beliefs marks an unusually straightforward approach to life. That's dead on.
Wow. Do you think that could apply to a lot of other people?
Of course.
Yeah, definitely. This is not like a rare thing, but this definitely applies to me. Mm-hmm. That's the first paragraph. There's probably some other stuff in here. Like health, for example. You know, those born on this day put themselves under great pressure. I do put myself under pressure. The resulting physical strain can produce neck and back aches. I don't really get neck and back. Well, so, yeah, I do get neck aches. Those born on this day should schedule rest periods. Doctor just told me that. The use of traditional massage, he just said I needed those. And herbal baths and shiatsu to be of help. Most important, however, is that there is some let up in the heavy demands they place on themselves. They are born on this day also prone to vocal strain, which I have right now, and should guard against dryness and irritation of the throat.
Wow.
This is me. This is pretty much me. I didn't read the full thing, of course, but like, yeah, this is on point.
My marriage one is cool.
It's accurate?
Well, it just says that our relationship for her birthday and mine, it would be horrible if we worked together, but best for marriage. So I was like, all right, I guess. I didn't read the details of why. It said aim for openness. We got that. Past fears confronted, probably on her end. Yeah, I don't know. Frustrating, over-dependent, concealing is the weaknesses. I don't know. I'm not reading that loud.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, we don't want to get too much into it.
Let me see what the hell.
Yeah, just said, so I got to go. I didn't read the details, but it said it's best for marriage. So I was like, all right, well.
So I look at mine. I look for mine on the left, and then look for hers on the top.
Yeah, and you just find that the page. Okay. Now, do you?
Oh yeah. What if I looked at the wrong one? Or does it matter? I'm pretty sure
they never give an exact date. They just give a range.
It gives a birthday, a birth week.
Oh, okay. So, all right. I found my week, and then I look for hers at the top, right?
Oh, it's gonna go to the same page, no matter which way you do it.
Yeah,
it's the same page.
Oh.
Now these are more fun for parties than anything else, because we're gonna have a big Christmas party here. You whip these out. Sometimes starts fights though.
I mean, Taboo could do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Spades. Matter of fact, any game when it comes to relationships can start a fight.
When you get, especially when y'all are partners.
It can start a fight.
It ain't going well.
Is that losing?
You ain't doing your goddamn part. You was there. I said anniversary. We've had six of them. Yeah. You always most sensitive when you're dating somebody you're playing with. All right. A demand for openness. That's what I demanded in this relationship. So we both was like, we're going to be open about everything. What else? The strengths of our relationship, motivating, opening, deepening. Okay. Weaknesses, tyrannical, insensitive, disempowering.
Tyrannical.
I'm not really feeling it. Insensitive, that might be
on
my end. I could be insensitive to certain
things. I'm surprised that wasn't in ours.
Best is family, worst is career. I don't get what they mean by best, worst.
Your best matchup. So that's best if you guys are siblings, worst if you guys are working together.
So we, So we would be best if we were related? Is that what they're saying? And then worse if we work together?
Yeah, that's what they mean? Say. That's what they say. I don't necessarily buy it, but I think it's open to interpretation because we're just reading this chart that says, at least on my birthday and Kian's birthday, the average people born is like 10,800. So 10,800 people all going to have the same characteristics?
Which is why I don't know why anybody follows this stuff. We just people out here.
Well, Tony's was pretty accurate.
Mine was accurate. Yeah, I can't
but then
even
somebody
stuff.
Else, we can go find somebody else that has Tony's same birthday and be like, nah.
Yeah.
That's the true test. Get a whole bunch of people that share the same birthday and then see if we fall under that. I know a few people that have my birthday in person. Like,
let's call up Larry Bird and see.
Yeah, you know, call Larry Bird. I can call. I know this girl named Kathy. Me and her share the same birthday. Somebody else, too. My brother's best friend from back in the day, Vince.
Me and my friend's twin sisters share the same birthday.
Yeah. So that'd be a good, you know.
Well, actually, apparently the most common birthday is September 9th. And so right now I've asked Cameron to put the September 9th horoscope on the screen.
Yeah.
So if your birthday is September 9th, you got basic birthday, but that doesn't mean you are basic. That means to pause it right now, read the screen, and tell us if it's accurate. Tell us in the comment section if it's accurate.
Nice. September 9th, huh?
September 9th is the most
Sincere
common.
Sincere almost made that date. He's
My
September
dad
too. 5th.
He's September 12th.
So people smashing on the you know, conception.
That's what it is. January. Day. New Year. It's a new
you
year.
You cold.
We don't need these condoms.
We got to warm up.
We bringing in the new year raw, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what happens.
That New Year's resolution.
That Christmas, the holiday smashing. Mm-hmm. September babies.
September.
People want to smash during the holiday. Like you said, it's cold. You feeling good.
I remember the smash he was conceived. I remember it.
I remember.
Really? We weren't together at the time, so it was like, you know, it stood out. I remember the exact smash.
I know the time frame.
I don't remember the date, but I just remember that particular, yep.
Maybe that's the astrology, the smash day, and not the born day.
Smash day. The smash day.
That sounds like a good R&B.
I would love
nowadays.
To know the day I was conceived. I would love to know that. More so than the birthday. The conception day would be more interesting to me.
Yeah. Because more stars have to align there, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Kendrick, I don't know. But Keelan, I know roughly when he...
You know...
I brought her on the road, and then...
and then he come. Oh, no. Him or...
Keelan.
Oh, Keelan.
Kendrick got on. She just came downstairs like, I told you I was pregnant. I was like, what? But there was no... It's impossible to say when.
Yeah.
Because that's just an everyday thing.
I think I have an idea of when Serene was conceived. Because it kind of matches up with, you know, where we were at the time. So it could be. I can give you the trip. Mm-hmm. But I just know the exact smash of Sincere.
Was it magical?
It was like intense and good because it was like that we not together smash. So those are usually like not phoned in. Because, you know, you're in a relationship for a long time. Sometimes you're phoning in. It's a good time. You're getting in the pumps. But sometimes it's a little phoned in. But when you have that, we're not together, you know, build up of, we ain't together, but, you know, I'm still feeling you. And then, you know, that comes together. So it was a good, you know what I mean?
Because I understand what he said, though.
Yeah.
Because we used to break up when I would come over and she'd be like, well, you can stay tonight. I'd be like, oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a different,
yeah, it's a different
energy on it.
Like, I remember one time I had shows in the Bay and I used to take the BART to San Francisco. And then I got out too late where it stopped running. So I called her. I was like, look, I ain't got nowhere to stay tonight. And she was like, oh, come over. We'll hang out. I was like, oh, yeah. And then she did the scoot over in the bed. I was like, oh, hello.
Huh? It's a different energy, man.
So. I mean, before they had science, they used to say that the smash energy determined and the woman has an orgasm. This is like Europe in the medieval ages. Like, woman has an orgasm to conceive. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true. I don't think there's any science.
Doctors
behind.
Say that, though.
They do?
If you don't, when you Wait, orgasm, the chances to get the pregnant woman? Is higher. Yeah.
Okay, so they knew something was up.
Oh, really?
That's according to what Keena just said right now. I never heard he would No, because he got two kids. Let's see.
I don't know, man.
Go get your water.
Yeah, these mics are mad sensitive today. You can't usually hear me.
I like hearing the extra noises. The typing and the page turning. It's a nice aesthetic.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody ain't watching the YouTube, so you can hear what we doing. We actually looking this stuff up.
Well, do you guys ever follow Chinese astrology?
Only when I'm at the Chinese restaurant and they got it on the table. I know I'm the year of the snake.
I think I'm the year of the... Wait, no.
Rat, huh?
I don't know.
Snitching out here.
That might be the one I remember.
Wait, what year are you?
December.
December what?
7.
No, but year?
Man, year. Yeah. She said what year? The month? The day?
Yeah, I was like, come on, man.
Get it? 84.
Okay, so yeah, you're a rat.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a rat. No, because in Chinese astrology, the rat's good. I'm a rat, too. Mm. So Chinese astrology, the rat came out first because he was smart enough to trick the ox to get behind him. So the rat's the good one.
Once again, just being a legend out here. Right? You know what I'm saying? Just killing it.
Check 77, make sure it's
you're
a snake.
My brother's a snake.
No, I'd rather be a rat than a snake.
I'd rather be a snake.
I bet you would. Treachery.
Snakes turn get your more back props on Tony, out here on the streets.
The snake, I mean, he's the best big brother you could ever ask for.
Yeah.
So.
Even though I'm the youngest. But yeah, if I had some little brothers, man, they'd love me.
Oh, your mom told me we got to play, me and Keith got to play you and Scott in Taboo.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've never played with my brother Scott. I wonder if
she said, wait, which one did you play with all the time then? She said, yeah, they had to break y'all up because you kept winning all the time.
But me and Scott?
Because she read my post and said, me and Keith had never lost one on the same team, like, ever. And then she was like, we'd have to break Tony. And I thought she said Scott.
I want to go against Keon with a more streamlined team.
We've switched teams every time.
No, but like a more streamlined, because your family is just good. And so, you know, y'all always going to have that. I just be with random...
But I'm saying at my house, we switched. I've had your kids. I've had Keenan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my kids aren't good.
But we still win, though.
No, I'm saying, like, you always play with your brother, your mom. They're usually on your team. I've rarely been on the team with your mom or your brother or you. It's always. And
me and you have never been on the same team.
Y'all are always together. So it's like.
My brother ain't there all the time.
But when I play you away from your house, it's usually a closer game. It's a different outcome.
Well, last time we was on the same team.
Me and you?
Yeah, we played at your house with Kev and everybody.
Was it the guys against the girl?
Yeah.
I don't remember who won that
night. Oh, it was disgusting.
Oh, it was the guys against the girl?
Yeah, we blew them out the water.
But I want to play against you with a more formidable team on my end.
Pull it up.
Because my team's big.
You're going to talk about your teams like
that? Yes.
But we be having the same teams.
No, we don't. You always got your family with you.
No, I don't. Because I was like, you can have my mom because you'll pick my mom
I've never
first.
Been on the same team as your mom. Never.
Yes,
ask her.
Have.
Ask her.
And we'll switch it up because then we'll switch
we
up.
Always
I'll take Dean and because I told your kids, I was like, you only can win when you're on my team.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, yeah, she said you and your brother unless she was telling me lies.
I don't remember playing Taboo with Scott. Khalil maybe, but. I don't know.
I'm just going to say this inconclusive about the female orgasm, but there is some evidence to suggest it. So
I've never heard this.
Oh, they didn't say it? That.
I know plenty of women getting pregnant.
I read it.
No, some
women
people
getting
do
pregnant
say that.
On the bulls and shits.
Or you're probably more likely to orgasm while you're ovulating anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's probably could probably go along with it.
I don't know.
Anyway, well, I was just looking this up, and I'm like, oh, y'all, let's talk about Taboo now.
You tell us.
Do you want to do something real quick about astrology?
They say we could talk about the compatibility of the signs, because they always put two signs together. Saying who's most compatible.
Yeah, what's that? Who am I supposed to be?
What are you?
Sagittarius.
And what's Cotty?
I don't know. I only
When's your birthday?
I only know mine because that's people told me.
When's
like,
her
I don't
birthday?
Follow it. 26, April
26th. Oh, she's a Taurus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think Sagittarius and Taurus is supposed to be compatible. Because the Sagittariuses I come in contact with, I usually don't really like.
But how many people... So, okay, so it's 330 million people in the United
States. Not that I don't really like, but we butt heads.
But not with Keon.
Me and Keon bump heads.
Not in real life, but in the group text.
In the group text? Every day. I hate Keon.
I hate Tony.
I hate him in
every
the group
day. As of late, though, the group chat has been so chill. I haven't gotten into it with anybody. Everybody's just busy and mostly laughing real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, and that's false.
I do not believe that.
That's my homie.
Okay, so
and my brother's a Taurus. Yeah. That's my best friend in the world. So my wife and my brother, they're a week apart.
Okay.
So my wife and my best friend, like that, this doesn't make sense.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't make
sense. It makes sense to me.
Some people decide who they're going to date beforehand. Like, they'll go on the first date and be like, what's your sign? And then, oh, it's not compatible sign.
I don't even want your information the first day. I don't even need your name the first day. I'm just out here.
Were you going to call her?
Maybe.
No, what are you going to call her when you say, oh, would you like a glass
of wine?
I mean,
I'm saying I'm going to get it, but I'm not going to remember it. Not the first time. Yeah.
So you would never consider dating based on astrological sign?
Hell nah.
Tony, would you?
No, but I'd be looking at, you know, the compatibility. I'd look it up. Let's see if we compatible. And a lot of times, man, like, they say Scorpios are mean. I dated a Scorpio for a little bit. She was mean as shit. I was like.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, it matched up with the sign.
Do you think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that some
That's what
people,
I was about to say. People, you're leading into that now.
No, this girl dropped the F-bomb in traffic because somebody did something dumb in front of us. She's mean.
Road rage makes you mean? What if you're nice outside of traffic?
But the road rage, when you're not driving and you're going to yell it across me at somebody else to get me shot in the hood?
Okay, you're not
insane.
Driving.
That's unbridled anger issues. And she was quick to snap.
Yeah.
And that was the only Scorpio I ever dealt with in that capacity. I was like, yo, she is.
You know Tony Valentino's Scorpio.
Oh, his demeanor is fantastic.
Yeah, see?
But he's got the unbridled anger, too.
Oh.
But
I've seen him get hot, but still keep a smile on his face. But I was like, oh, he's hot.
He's hot, yeah.
And my father's a Scorpio, my stepmom, and
Keenan's
a Scorpio.
He definitely got a temper.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily anything.
But it's not
because
of his birthday. You know
But they control it well. Like I wouldn't say my dad has a temper like that. You know what I mean? Like growing up, we would get whoopings over there, but you know, we would just do something wrong and he all right. But it wasn't like we were ever scared of him. It was just like, oh, he scared of getting the whooping, but it wasn't like as soon as he walked in the room, we was like, oh God, the energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So but yeah, and they say Tauruses are compatible with like some say like Scorpio, like physically compatible. And then, you know, but they say we compatible. Like Virgo is a good match for a Taurus. And that's who I'm with now. And my first best friend of all time is a Virgo. Him and, you know what? Sincere and my best friend Leon share the same birthday, September 5th. So we could ask them.
You can look
is
up.
Is this accurate
this?
For
yeah.
September 5th? I can read and see if it matches Sincere.
September 5th, interesting.
But they share the same birthday.
I think a lot of it might be self-fulfilling. You're like, oh, Aries are supposed to be like this, and now I'm going to act like this. So that makes me
that.
Aries.
They definitely write it off as, I'm an Aries, what can I do?
I believe that.
You know.
Which, as an Aries, that is like, oh, you get to act like a jerk. Like, no, you don't get to act
like a
jerk. Y'all
are fiery.
Yeah, you have to calm down. You have to control it. Just because your star sign is whatever doesn't mean you get to act like a jerk.
You're an Aries?
Yeah. Okay. So is Cam.
Are you fiery?
Yes, but I control it.
I was about to say, Cam's chilling, man. Yeah. He's always chilling.
I mean, what would he be getting fired up about over here in the booth?
I'll be talking too much.
He got mad defensive of Marvel movies before you guys walked in.
Okay.
We had an Aries
with good
fight.
Reason.
And I was like, I was Team Martin Scorsese, and he was Team Marvel.
That's because
and
you don't respect comic book movies.
And
Martin Scorsese, he got some bombs in his cannon.
Yeah,
Bringing Out the Dead was trash.
That's okay. I watched The Irishman. I thought that was a good movie.
I heard it takes a lifetime to watch.
What's 3 hours?
It's
slow, but it's good.
Yeah. It covers like American history from like 1945 to like 1995. Yeah. So
if you can handle the
pacing.
Wait,
which history?
They're Italian.
Yeah.
They're Italian, and there's this guy's Irish in an Italian world.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Al Pacino as Jimmy Hoffa was great. It was a good movie, man. It's slow though. It's slow as hell.
Mm-hmm.
If I was to see that in theaters, people would be in there knocked out.
But
it's good though. You still get the Scorsese. You know, it's murders in there for sure.
I heard you're supposed to watch it like a series.
You can do that.
Yeah.
I watched it on the flight, so I was like,
"Oh, on the flight, oh, you got time."
And then I finished it when I got to the room.
Yeah,
it's good though.
I was thinking,
but like, Scorsese, man, he needs to hush on the Marvel tip.
They asked him a question; he answered honestly. You can't answer honestly anymore.
He can't. I ain't got no beef because he has some great. Goodfellas is one of my best,
favorite
movies of
ship.
All time. Mm-hmm. So I love Scorsese.
But, they another one. Just Get Out.
Oh, you talking about the mob?
Yeah.
A lot of them, no, they still don't be making that kind of money.
No.
You can't just get out the mob like that.
And then that's they'll true, kill you if you get out. Yeah, so true. It's like, I got to stay in, you know. So I get that.
But what's his name couldn't even be made, remember? Because he wasn't
a full-blooded Italian.
He was Irish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Robert De Niro and Goodfellas.
And the other one.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
Yeah, he turned out to be a snitch anyway, so it was for the best.
I'm just going to say, I come from a city that was built by the mob.
Oh, yeah.
It was Providence, Rhode Island was built by the mob. Mm. Our mayor went to prison, and we reelected him when he got out of prison.
Wow.
He was selling his marinara sauce at our high school graduation.
Hilarious.
So it is the most Italian mobbed up city in the world. And
to this day?
They came down real hard. The feds came down real hard in like 2000 or so, but it's still pretty mobbed up. Here's the thing. Back in the day, there were car bombs and stuff. Like, you can't have a car bomb anymore. Like, that's terrorism.
I watched this other movie. It's called Kill the Irishman on Netflix, and it was Car Bomb City, and this was in Cleveland. It was Car Bomb City in that movie. It was a good movie, man. I love movies like that. So even if it's 17 hours, I'm going to sit there and be like, yo, I'm all in. And I like how Joe Pesci was chill in this one. Usually when he's in a Scorsese movie, he's the fiery.
Yeah.
Raging Bull, Casino, Goodfellas. He's always fiery, but not in this.
Mm.
But he was still a heavy. It was dope.
Fiery matches him, though.
Definitely.
Even in Home Alone, and he was over the top.
Yep. But to see him this chill.
Oh, he was chilling?
Yeah, he was super chill, but he...
But he was, I mean, he was chill in demeanor. But
yeah,
his actions weren't chill.
Oh, he was that guy. Mm-hmm. But he was just like, you.
See, I would rather someone who is fiery in demeanor and they can calm down and not kill a person than someone who's like cool, like with this, I don't want to ruin it, but it's cool to your face and then later will order a hit on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's how I feel like casting directors are. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, yeah, great choices. Don't give me that. At an audition. Give me the real. Like, you're stinking it up right now.
Yeah, we're not giving you the... Oh, okay. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't like my time being wasted.
Don't just give me the real. I want the real. Even if it's negative, like, you're just not bringing it. It's like, all right.
They can't do that in Hollywood because you don't know if you're going to blow up and then hold it against them later. So nobody
just
here is
real. Take
the
goddamn chance, man. Yeah.
Nobody give here me that real. Is going to be honest with you in any way.
Because if you tell me I did a good job, then I don't know what to work on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I'm sitting there wondering, was it my performance? Was it the producers? Was it the casting director? Did they want to go with a bigger name? Now I got so many different questions. If you tell me I didn't read the lines good, I'm going to take a line reading class. I'm going to just, you know. But they're not helping
And
nobody.
Even tell me if you're just like, you know what, honestly, we're just looking for somebody else. Okay.
That way I know, all right, they were just looking for somebody else.
Yeah.
But they never going to do that because, like she said, people out here sensitive, and I'm using it in the regular verbiage of sensitive. People just can't handle nothing. Just come out here and get their little feelings hurt. Get out.
That's the industry. The industry is arts, and people are super sensitive, especially when it's about judging you, like models, acting. Like, you judge a person. So they're super sensitive.
But that's the name of the game.
Yeah, that's what
that's why they have critics and reviews and Rotten Tomatoes and box office. Everybody's reviewing the arts. You know that before you even get into it.
Well, now everybody's in that way because how many likes do your picture get? So that's like a reflection on, do you have value in general?
Right.
But, hey, man, I don't know. I am not playing this industry very well. I'm doing my best, but I am not a networker. I'm trying, but I'm like...
Oh, my networking is trash.
I do the work, and
I'm actually
I
not
home.
Bad at it.
Yeah, my network, I'm not...
I just don't be liking people. just people. And it's just because of stuff like that. Like, I want people's energy to be the same all the time. Like, I don't want you to be one way in one situation. Just be regular. Like, I always say that. Like, just be regular. No matter where we're at, just be whoever you are. Let's just do that. And let's just chill. Like, I don't like the different faces that everybody wears. In life in general. You know, not just here, but in life. People wear so many faces. Like, just be you.
But, okay, so I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. Is that people change throughout the day and throughout their lives. Like, maybe they don't have a set, this is who I am. It might depend on how their blood sugar is, what the morning that they had.
The diabetes.
Yeah. Like, if they're hangry, if something happens to them.
But if I know you got diabetes, I'm like, my brother has diabetes. So when I see him tripping, I'll be like, you need a shot or something, man? He'd be like, let me go check my sugars.
That just goes into knowing people.
Yeah.
And I think he generally means people that we come across often, not just like one and done. You know what I mean?
You see him one time and they're like, what's up, man? And then you see him in another setting when it's people who, quote unquote, matter or power, but now they act different. It's like, yo, bro, like, why are you, or lady, you know, why are you doing that? Like,
That bothers me. I know somebody who will treat unimportant people very badly. Important people,
it. And you know what I notice about me, and it could be whack on the other side of it, but like, I tend to gravitate more towards, like, if I'm on set, I tend to hang out with the crew more, the crew or the makeup people, or whatever, more so than the talent, the producers, the higher ups. I'm usually kicking it with like the crew because they just, for the most part, just regular. They just doing their job. Like when I was shooting that movie, I was with the hair and makeup people, tough, and like talking to the crew, and like, you know, that's just who I gravitate towards. It's an easier conversation. It's just a flow. You know, it ain't no industry talk. I ain't got no whistle, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't fit in well with Hollywood roles. Like, I'm not. I don't fit in well with that.
You just said he had a problem fitting in.
Mm. You know what I mean?
That's with Hollywood
true. The book.
That's one thing.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? The fit in.
You know, Hollywood. Ugh.
Well, it's hard. Because so when you're in a producer or you're in a... Not producer, like I'm a producer or like Tony's a producer. We do work. But if you're like up there producer, a lot of it is just playing the game. Like everybody has to like me. Everybody. So what are their real personalities? Yeah. They probably don't even know themselves anymore.
That's why I like having game nights and stuff like that, or situations where it's not the pressure to be. Like if you go to a company Christmas party, people going to be on their, you know, networking game. But if you just out running into somebody or, like, you know, if you catch everybody drinking, then you get the real, you know what I'm saying, you chilling. Like, you just – I like regular stuff. I don't want to feel like you're working me or yourself all the time. Like, just relax.
The transit company Christmas party is not going to be that way.
I want to be here.
Christmas Day proper, and everyone can act a fool if they want. We're going to bring booze.
Butt naked.
But I know what you mean, like the agency Christmas party. I'm not going to name any agency, but you have to be like that. Yeah. You can't be an agent.
But see, I went to one and I wasn't at all. They had a taco man and free drinks, and I acted ass. I was like, I'm not going to be. And I was me. But the thing is, I think other people can tell when that's just you being genuine. So I ran into people who was, and I think they let their guard down around me, because like as soon as they saw I was, it was like, you know what, I don't want to be here either, shit. And then they started, like, their language changed and their demeanor, they was like, you want another drink, man? So it's like, I don't think anybody wants, some people do, but I don't think for the most part people want to do all that.
Right,
they just need somebody else to
they
be
feel
like
they have to do
yeah
it. You know, so they're like, I gotta do this, I can't fake it.
Yeah, I can't.
So I'll just be like, if I ain't got nothing to say, I'll just be chilling. Thank God for the phone. I can just dip into my phone and be out. Yeah. But I can't afford to be like, Tony, this is the president of the 20th Century Fox. Hey, how you doing? All right. That's all I got.
Yeah. If he gives me nothing back, if he gives me just the quick, I'm like, all right.
If he was to hit me with, what's your favorite Fox movies? Oh, then I can go in.
Yeah.
All right, man, y'all got to win with Home Alone because Warner Brothers had it first. And then I can nerd out. And then, you know.
We watched the original Home Alone, a French movie called 3615 Pierre Noël, and it's a French version of Home Alone, so it's it came out before Home Alone, like 2 years before,
yeah,
and it's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a psychotic pedophilic Santa that comes and breaks into this kid's house.
Snap.
Kills the dog. It's him and his grandpa gotta escape from this psychopath. Like, there are bodies. And the director of the French Home Alone was like, I should sue American Home Alone. They took my movie. It's like, you did not take the movie, guy.
They changed that
up. There's like five bodies in this one. I'm like, you can't.
Home Alone should have had two bodies.
Should have had Kevin out the gate, should have been dead.
Because those traps should have killed
people. Yeah. I mean, give it a shot.
And Karen and his parents should have killed him.
Yeah.
The opening, I recently watched.
Oh, when he called her a dummy?
That was after the opening scene when she's on the phone. He comes in her room and he was like, Mom, Uncle Frank won't let me watch the movie. She was like, well, it's probably for a good reason. Now I need you to leave. He's like, why don't you get off the phone and make me?
Oh, wow.
That was the opening scene. And I was like, I would have punched him in his face.
It's funny. Like, I never noticed that about Kevin until I was grown.
I didn't either. He was the most disrespectful kid. And they were super rich. I didn't notice that either. They were rich. But the house had so many people in it, I thought it was like family that all lived there.
Nah, they bred it up.
And they was rich. And then they flew first class. They had the kids in the back. And I realized they taking the whole family to Paris.
They were saying the dad was mob connected. That's the urban theory.
Oh, that's what it is?
Reason. Yeah, because when the cop showed up, which is a fake cop, Joe Pesci, he's like, what are you going to do, arrest me? Because he's mob connected. So, and then he dips. He dips right away. And that's the only way they can afford that, because that house is lavish. Are you taking the whole family?
To Paris.
Yeah.
Then they did another trip and then the next one. Yeah. Took everybody.
And then the credit card, where he was able to stay in New York.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
But he got mad at that.
Oh, they definitely got mad. But the fact that he could even.
Yeah.
Because they already had the trip money. They gone. And then Kevin doing his little solo shenanigans. Bread.
Kevin needed his ass.
And they never explained what the parents did.
So if there was a black Home Alone,
no, somebody was a. They said in the beginning of the first one, either the Uncle Frank or the mom. They said it was somebody did. No. It was a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Or Frank had got the tickets.
Frank didn't get them tickets.
Yeah, they said something about Frank had got the tickets for something. I can't remember. They gave a hint of what somebody in that house did to be able to afford this, and I just can't remember because I was just so enthralled with Kevin. I was just like, this dude, I understood when my mom and dad never liked their movies.
Yeah.
They probably was watching the whole time, kid. Like, I want to kill this kid.
Yeah, my mom hates mouthy kids.
He was so disrespectful.
Yeah.
And Buzz was a trash, too.
Oh, he was trash. He was only trash to Kevin. I didn't see him talking to the parents reckless, but he was focused on Kevin, so I was like, all right, that's their brother beef.
Yeah. Well, but then if the parents ignore the constant...
They ignored everything.
They ignored everything.
They just let that boy pee on himself, and he was happy about it.
Fuller. He was looking at Kev like, yeah.
I'm about to piss all over you.
Tonight.
He was happy that he was a pissy boy.
Tonight, man.
He was so pumped about it.
That's
me. Warner Brothers had that movie. They had it. They was like, all right, we'll give y'all $10 million. That's the budget. They went over by $4 million. They was like, all right, Warner Brothers, do y'all approve this? They thought they would because it was just $4.5 million. Warner Brothers was like, nah, we not going to do it. Shut it down. Luckily, John Hughes was cool with the dude at Fox. He was like, yeah, this is the movie. He was like, I'd love to make that. $15 million is nothing to us. When Warner Brothers officially shut it down, Fox picked it up. $285 million.
Idiots.
On a $15 million budget.
For $4 million.
Warner Brothers was.
For $4 million that you got. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I know they hate themselves for that.
That guy got fired.
And at the time when that came out, that was the third highest grossing movie of all time. It was underneath E.T. and Star Wars. On the Warner Brothers was like, piss.
Yeah, that guy's gone.
Man.
That guy's out of there. Whoever made
you know decision. Hindsight is 2020. Going in, you didn't know it was going to be box office gold. The kid wasn't a star. And this was back in the day when stars propelled movies to being moneymakers. It's like, again, we know because it's hindsight. But then I can see.
But Christmas
But not
movies.
For $4 million.
I throw in the extra $5. But if you don't believe in the project from jump, you're going to be like, all right, y'all believe. Getting on my goddamn nerves with this budget. I'm shutting it down. And it was a gamble.
Christmas movies do well, though, because especially family Christmas movies.
Not all of them. There's always a stinker. Dutch didn't do well.
Dutch. I never saw that, but I remember the name.
Yeah, it tanked. I love it. But it did not do well.
We rewatched Jingle All the Way recently.
That didn't do well.
But now it does in the rentals.
In the later, but at the box office, only did 40-something mil. Huh. And for a Schwarzenegger's pick, that's a bomb.
Oh, that's the one with Sinbad.
Yeah.
Sinbad, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Them Sinbad people was crazy, too. The parents and the kids trying to get them to. I'm like,
oh, it was
down.
It was chaos. If you, I like that movie.
Like on the thing I didn't like about that movie is like how Kevin was a terrible. They was. It's not that deep to me. If you can't get the goddamn toy, then oh well. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing all that over no toy. That's right. Ridiculous. These parents is acting a fool.
But yeah. Without that, you wouldn't have the movie.
Yeah,
the movie,
of course not.
Keon's movie would be 5 minutes. They didn't have it. Directed by John Hughes. That's the name of the day. They didn't have it.
Quit crying.
Sick of this.
It's over.
In the credits roll. 5 minutes.
Okay, we got a minute and a half left, and I want to ask this question mm-hmm. because this guy asked this question twice, and I told him we're going to answer
it. Yes, I like Home Alone 2 better. Oh, that's not the question. All right.
But Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Tim Home Curry. Alone 2 better. I like better, too.
Yeah. Jazzy Prince asks, how do you feel about Patton Oswalt's philosophy on birthdays? The year to get a birthday is 1 to 10, then 13, 16, 18 to 21, and then from there on you get a birthday every 10 years.
That's mine. I believe in that. That's my philosophy.
Really?
Yes. I'm like, why are people so pumped on a non-milestone, if you will? But I'm not a big birthday person anyway. But all like, right. Yeah, 18, 21, something happens. 25, something happens. 30, 40, you know what I mean? But when you just randomly turning like 26.
The 32 birthday?
Yeah. Like,
we
what
turning
you,
up?
What you pumped for?
The 36? Who
but
cares?
I'm not a birthday. My birthday is coming up and I tried to be, because I've never been that person. So this year, she was like, let's do this, because you got a week. Because, you know, the last 2 years, it fell on Friday, then this year, Saturday, and then next year, going to be Sunday. So you got weekends coming up. Let's do something. And I'm like, I tried to force it. I was like, I'm going to look up some stuff, and I don't care.
Well, your birthday gift to yourself is doing nothing. Maybe get a babysitter and
I just
chill.
I just want a sock to me cake. That's all I want every year, just a sock to me cake. Yes.
I'm not big on my birthday either.
That's it. I don't. I
can't. I like it. I like that it's May 17th, and I love the whole. It's May. Yeah, we Tauruses. But then when it comes up, I get quiet. I'll be like,
I can't do the countdown. Like 30 yeah. days to my birthday.
My birthday so month. We out here. Come celebrate with me.
What are you so happy for? Like,
come celebrate me. That's all a birthday is. Come celebrate me. It's all about me. I'm not that guy. I don't like that kind of attention.
But you do for Sabrina's birthday, right, every year?
Well, yeah. But even I don't really go big for people's birthday. I go bigger than my own, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be like, what you want to do, you know?
Yeah, I'll like give that. You the option. Like, what are you trying to do? But I'm not celebrating with you for no month or no week. You get a day. You get the day of.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing all that counting. What you getting? If you come to me with it, like 5 more days, I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Because you didn't do none of the work for your birthday. Mm-hmm. You didn't do none of this. Your parents did, and then luck just did the rest.
So you should give your mother a birthday gift on the birthday.
Most definitely,
damn near.
Man.
And your father, who
they did it.
Mostly the mother.
Yeah, you didn't do nothing.
You just here, and it's like, well, I'm celebrating another year of life. But that's good.
That's good.
You know, you should be. But I can't get hype over it. I just can't. And then she was like talking about, this is so me. She was talking about, well, let's get a babysitter. We could do something. I was like, I don't want to spend money on my birthday. I know that much. I don't want to pay a babysitter to go do some stuff that I don't even want to do.
That's what's tough about being financially linked as a couple. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I don't want you to spend no money. And if you spend it, it's my money. You spend it. So it's tough.
Yeah.
That's why it's good to be completely separate accounts. Like, I'll spend my money on what I want to spend it on. Because we not linked like that. And so, man, when you got the joint, it's tough when they be like, I don't want nothing spent. Then you got to kind of honor that. I'm sure it's frustrating
for the other person. That's what they want.
That's like, what they want.
I don't. I just birthed my, because my brother is a big, it's my birthday. I be like, nigga, so
Keith?
What? Yes. Like the day of, I hit him up, you know, I'm pumped with him. But the whole month countdown, I be like,
I can't do the extended period.
So
the day of, dude, live your life.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do
but,
it big.
You know,
but the countdown,
I just don't like. I don't like a lot of attention on me,
mm-hmm.
even though I do stand up, I perform, I you know put out stuff on social media. When the pressure's on me in a non-performing capacity, I'm just like.
Well, you earn that attention by getting up on stage and making people laugh.
Yeah.
You don't just get it; you earn it.
But like, just on the regular day to day, come sing to me. Yeah.
I turned mine a couple years ago. I turned my Facebook thing off. I took my birthday off of there. So nobody knows when it is. Because I was just like, I don't need.
I used to thank everybody personally on Facebook.
That's why I turned it off, too, because as the following gets bigger, I can't say thank you to everybody.
I used to thank everybody individually, one by one. And then, you know, they deleted my Facebook page, so I was like, all right.
I turned that off. I don't be saying nothing. I don't really. I just feel like I just don't.
I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful to be here. I love May 17th.
Yeah.
I love it. But I don't need anything.
Now, when I turn 40, I will do, because that's 40. You know, that's a thing. You know what I mean? But I just, in between the tens and after 25.
If I make it to 75, I'm going to do it big.
Mm-hmm.
I like the number 75.
You'll make it to 75. That's
this my 75th. I'm going to turn up on that one.
Yeah.
That's going to be the full explosion. Because I look, my whole life is a birthday, to be honest with you. I feel like, it's just, man, this is a gift right here. So I feel like every day is a birthday for me.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why I don't care. Maybe that's why I don't care about Valentine's Day. Maybe that's because I'm like, I love her every day. Like, mm-hmm. I love, you know, I'm chilling every day. Like, I don't need to celebrate because I have fun for a living. You know, I got a healthy family. They good. Like, I'm good all the time for the most part. You know what I mean? And if I'm not, y'all ain't going to know about it. But so I'm like, I don't need a day to do anything. I'll do it for other people. Christmas coming up. I was doing the Cyber Monday stuff for her and them. I don't care if I get nothing. I don't even want anything. I was trying to force that too. I was scrolling like, let me see if I can find something for her to pick out for me, and I didn't want anything.
Because everything I want, I just get it.
Yeah, or I have it, or I just don't. You know, I don't want a lot of stuff. I want one thing, and I was like, don't even get it. We'll get it another time. Like, because it's expensive as hell. And that's other than that.
But I love giving gifts, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was pumped. I
love it. Like, with my sons, when they want, I'd be like, yes, you know, what you want, you know. I like that.
So for their
when you tell me what you want and I know what you want, I'm not good at figuring out what you want. A lot of women be doing that, you know. But when you tell me what you want and I can get it, I feel fantastic when I get gifts for people. But when they ask me what you want, nothing. Mm-hmm. I really mean it. Nothing. Like, nothing. Leave me alone.
I take a cake every year. That's it.
So you go with food? You want good food?
Food, yeah. Food, I can be like, well, can you, banana cream pie?
But even that, like, even, like, I get the cake, but as far as, like, she's like, you want to go out to eat? I don't have a special dish or, yeah.
For Tony Valentino's birthday every year, I get him a stupid amount of Indian food, and I don't let anyone make him do any work. Yeah. It doesn't really
I want to be left alone. Leave me alone.
Like, I was thinking about having a game night this year because I like that. But then I was like,
You're just going to chill? Chill, eat some cake?
Yeah, I'm going to eat the cake, you know, chill out. I ain't do nothing. I got chocolate sundaes. I'm going to have a birthday. I was like, I'll get on stage, make some money on my birthday. That'll make me feel good, I guess.
Man, that's a great birthday.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a fantastic birthday right
there. So I was trying to book some shows for Saturday, but I just don't.
Keon's birthday is Saturday. Everybody is this Saturday.
Everybody flood him up with birthday on his Instagram, his Facebook, YouTube.
I'm just going to shut it down.
Hit his punk ass.
You're turning 35 too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a milestone.
Nah,
I really ain't.
You're like a full adult at 35.
Nah, 35 ain't nothing. 34, yeah.
You don't just think 35?
30, no.
Because there's a multiple of 7 and 5.
You forcing it.
I'm just in the middle.
You forcing it.
I'm just
it's just mid 30.
Just got great.
That's all it is.
I remember I had a cynical science teacher in high school that he was real cynical about the birthdays. And we kids. So we're still pumped about birthdays when you're kids. So I remember it was somebody's birthday. He was like, "You're just 1 year closer to death."
Yeah.
He told that to a 16-year-old.
That's it, man. Like Deion Cole said, you only got a certain amount of summers left.
Yeah.
That's it. 35.
Birthdays is just
that. Yeah. 75, though. I'm turning up.
All right.
Butt ass naked.
Yeah. With a banana.
The full turn up. Celebrate me. Full month. 75.
I don't have a date that I want to do.
I just made that up today. I never even thought about it. But 75, I like that.
I don't have a date.
Because that's a hell of a run. It's dope sounding. And I just watched Beverly Hills Cop 2, and when that came out, it was Paramount's 75th anniversary, and they had that in the logo. I was like, 75? It's a dope number.
I think for 50, I want to do something.
Okay. 50's a good year.
Yeah, that's a good reason to sell. Like 55, that's when you start getting the senior citizen discounts.
Oh,
that's a good time to celebrate.
You know,
right,
anything
there
to save me money, I'm celebrating that. So I might wait till 55.
55 is when you get the, you know,
the early birds and all that, right?
And the IHOP specials. And
you're not old at 55, though. You're still young at 55.
But
they
discounts.
Based this based on, you know, before retirement age and all that. So
discount
is what it is. So yeah, I'm looking forward to 55. When I can get discounts. That's why I like 25. When you can rent a car and start getting the I was like, yes. Anything that can save me money, I'm all in.
Yeah.
55, I'm turning up, guys. The at money Denny's. Save.
All right, let's get the hell out of here, man. It's an hour 8. It's ridiculous. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Daddy Issues. Remember, if you have any questions for us, ask us in the comment section on the YouTube page, and we'll tackle them on the show. Hit us up and in the comment section. Let us know what your sign is. Did any of the stuff we said make sense? Let us know. And you can find me at Tony Baker Comedy on everything. I'll be in Cleveland and Columbus this month. Cleveland the 19th through the 22nd. And Columbus the last weekend of December. New Year's Eve I'll be out there. So pull up.
Keon. At Keon Poli on everything. And KeonPoli.com. And then this weekend, I do have Chocolate Sundays.
At the Laugh Factory.
At the Laugh Factory, Hollywood. On the 11th, we got Tony Baker and Friends live taping.
I forgot about
that. In Burbank.
Yeah.
It is Tony, myself, Keenan Baker, DC Irvin, Brandon Lewis. Two shows live taping. Y'all need to come out to that. It's going to be fire.
We need everybody to come
out. We need everybody to come out to that. Yeah, let's have it all.
Matter of fact, if you come to the first show, stay for the second.
Yeah.
Act like you ain't even hear the jokes yet.
Live taping.
We need that audience in there.
And then end of the month, I'm in Edmonton, Canada at the Comic Strip doing New Year's Eve. So if any Canadians are listening or anybody going to be out there, pull up.
New Year's Eve, I'm going to say this real quick about New Year's Eve. I get the celebration on that.
I get it.
Because going through a year, you went through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, woo, here come a new year. That's probably the holiday I get the most. You know what I mean? Because it's everybody has went through that full year, and it's just.
It's a refresher. You get the reset.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm all for the New Year's Eve celebration.
Even though I still don't do nothing. I do family stuff.
Sometimes I'll be out and about, but like I really like, woo, here we go. And then you planning on something for the, like 2020, the year, clear vision.
It's going to be it, 2020. Everything I didn't do for the past 10 years, I'm going to do now.
Clarity. All right. Anyway, y'all, we out.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.